Hello, my name is Annette DeLue, and you are listening to The Heart of You.
Welcome back. Today, I am so happy to have Angie DeCanellis back on the show. If you're not familiar with Angie, I encourage you to go back and listen to the couple of episodes that we've done already. One, which was regarding shadow work, and the other episode was about mediumship. And not only is Angie an incredibly gifted medium, but she is a thousand other things. We're going to talk a little bit about what she does, because what she has created is a workshop and a way of working with her clients that is none other than an integral consciousness practice. And so what does that entail? That entails anything from QHHT to shamanistic practice to Kundalini energy work to channeling and light language. She does so many beautiful things to help people transcend ancestral trauma, work with their ancestors, integrate their shadow. And we're going to talk today about all of these things that she does for this integrative practice. Angie, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for this introduction. I'm so honored and so lucky to have you as a friend.
Likewise, my dear.
It's always a pleasure to be with you and to co-create podcast with you, because we always have a lot of fun. And because we are so connected, it's very also so amazing to receive, you know, like this intuitions and guidance that we are going to share with everyone during this podcast as well, because it's always like a surprise event for us.
It is. And, you know, half the time when you and I are talking, either on the phone or in person, it doesn't matter what it is, we just talk and talk and talk. And then all of a sudden we're like, we should have just recorded that.
Yes, so many times. So I think we're going to have to do one day, you know, like a call between us.
Yes.
But it's also the case when we do the workshop together, and we have circles that we're going to talk also about these circles.
Yeah.
That we are going to co-create. Mm-hmm. So that we can further connect each other and enhance this evolution process, spiritual evolution process, ascension process. So it's always, you know, the same things when we connect with like seeking some kind of peace, evolutions, or just being together, you know, like with the soul family, as we say. Mm-hmm. It's always a pleasure to actually discover a little bit more of who we are. Mm-hmm. Because every time I talk to you, I'm like, oh my God, didn't know that about myself. So thank you so much for sharing.
And likewise, the exact same thing happens. Like every time we talk, I'm like, oh yeah. I didn't think about that. And that's the one thing. So I love our energies together, just you and I, because we have different energies. It's definitely different energy, but it is so complementary in so many ways. Like I feel that I'm, you know, maybe a little bit more grounded, and you're, you know, up in the stratosphere sometimes. And then sometimes we switch, and then you're more grounded and I'm up in the stratosphere. And it's like this really beautiful balance between the two of us. And so when each of us is, let's say, trying to work through something, the other can go to the different realms that we need to go to in order to help each other, which is, I'm incredibly grateful for that. So thank you.
I am also grateful for that. But, you know, it's funny because when I listen to you, I'm like, oh, that's the next level of human evolution. You know, like we call each other and we're like, okay, can you check with your guide? What's for me? And can I check? You know, can you? So yeah. we can actually foster a more happier experience being like conscious now, conscious friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like that's why throughout my practice, I meet with so many people. You know, I'm so blessed to actually meet so many different person that come to me at different level of evolution, and I really humbly, you know, like try to actually open my heart, and throughout my practice with the different tools, try to help them going through any challenges, you know, they have fears and anything. So something I've noticed is that lots of my clients now are becoming my friends, of course.
Yes.
And more we have this conscious, you know, talk, really conscious talk, I don't know how to express it, but it's like before you used to call each other when you're in the unconscious mind and a bit asleep, you call each other and you complain or you don't mm-hmm. know why these things are happening to you. You know, like typical, as we say, 3D experience.
Yeah, blaming. This happened to me, this happened to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now when we do all this work, I mean, come on, it's a lot of work, okay? But when we do all this work and we open to this new realm of consciousness, we awaken, the way to relate to one another is so much more profound, you know? And it's like when you call someone that is awakened and you're sharing a story, it's already, you know, like we can actually see it in a different lens, different aspect, different reflection. And mm-hmm. the way we interact is always more in focus energy into what does it mean? What is the lesson? What is the gem in it, you know? Mm-hmm. And also it's solution oriented or just, you know, like having this heart open, you know, like to receive, like really being really present to what the other person has to say. And maybe, you know, like if the other person wants to actually share also, you know, like this emotion, like when something happened to you, even if you're a spiritual being, we have shadows and we touch and we go through the process as well. So sometimes we just need to have someone that can actually listen to us and yeah. not be offended or scared if we lash on, you know, like some different emotion we have inside. But then all of a sudden, because the current is so conscious, being present with the person with an open heart and empathy, it does make in an instant all the difference.
It does.
And it's amazing because this is something now that I am, you know, like I have a way of seeing patterns in life. So that's why I have this, like people call it magic. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that, because I like to believe there's so many magic, but I have this way of immediately recognizing pattern, which really helped me in my intuition connection.
Yeah.
When people come, you know, like they will share with me something that bothered them. And by being conscious together, we can actually connect the dot mm-hmm. and learn the lesson, you know, and it becomes like very agile. Before you used to be, you know, like annoyed and obsessed with something somebody said to you. But now mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I received this and I was hurt because this person is very close to me. But I know I have a lesson there. But on my own, oh my God, I don't know, something is too deep, too personal. Please help me make sense of it. And we do together. And one day, you know, like it can be you and it can be myself. One day it's a client. But something I've acknowledged when we go through this spiritual path and we go into this ascension mode and we open the heart, we become more and more agile to actually understand the patterns and have also these devotions of being present, very present and conscious with the other person's talking so that we can honor her, have so much compassion as well, you know? And mm-hmm. it makes all the difference. Because in one conversation, you can actually have 80% of the troubles away immediately. So I call mm-hmm. it intelligence. How do you call it in French? We call it intelligence relationnelle, sorry. Which
so is relational intelligence.
Relational intelligence. So I call yeah. it relational intelligence. So mm-hmm. it's a combination of conscious, you know, like it's this is what I call the integral consciousness. Mm-hmm. Like there is a blend of everything. Like, you know, you have the light, you know, you have the shadows, you mm-hmm. you know, you are about this human experience is about a myriad of different aspects of yourself. And mm-hmm. then you start to operate in this like very intense dimension in another level, you know, like it's so subtle, but all of a sudden every day become a little bit more lighter because you're very conscious, you're very present. And you don't lose yourself anymore in all this energy you were talking about, victimization,
blaming
yourself,
and guilt, obligation.
Yes. Or even, you know, like trying to feeling so guilty or feeling so bad because someone you truly love or someone dear to your heart is mad at you or is pointing finger at you, you know, because we have that every day because this is the process, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and the interesting thing is what they're showing me, and I've never seen it quite like this before, is like as somebody is talking, typically when you were talking about having two people who are unconscious, who are not aware of how all of this sort of unfolds for us, you have two people in their wounding, right? And they're basically just spewing their wounding onto each other.
Yes.
And they're taking it and they're saying, oh, I'm really hurt. Oh, and I'm still very hurt. And they're not able to look at the other person with compassion, which is the most important piece. But then you have, let's say, one person who is in that consciousness and in that practice of being able to have that knowledge of, oh, okay, there's some information coming at me and my consciousness is going to filter it in either the, yes, this is something that I need to look at. This is a shadow that I need to look at in and of myself. This is what this person is reflecting back at me. Or is this information their shadow? Is it their wounding that they're placing upon me that I don't need to worry about? Is this something that they just need compassion for? Is, you know, so this is all happening in real time when you're listening consciously. You're not just taking that bundle of wounding and saying, yep, I'm going to take it and I'm just going to take it in as my own. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're instead of doing that and then therefore triggering more wounding, you're allowing yourself to filter the information in real time and say, oh, okay, yeah, so this is something that I'm feeling let's say triggered by. Okay, cool. So why is that? What is it within myself that I need to look at? Now, you might not be able to do that in real time while you're having a conversation with somebody and that sort of thing. And it may take time to process. And that's what you were talking about, Angie, with you and I being able to have conversations and really helping each other in this way, because I want to express how important this is. I had a client yesterday who was saying to me, like, I don't understand why I can't just get all the messages myself through my guides and just get all the information myself. And I said, because it's not meant to be that way. Like, we're meant to help each other. We're meant to connect together and help each other. So we always have blind spots. We always have things that our subconscious doesn't want to look at. And we need that reflection to be able to show us, oh, hey, you know, this is that little thing that's back in the shadows that you haven't been wanting to look at for ages. And this is what is coming to the surface. So that's why, I mean, and I'm in the same boat with you, Angie, that like I find that I get signs from my clients that even in sessions with clients, they're giving me messages as well. So it's such this beautiful symbiotic way of living. And this is something that both of us are aiming to show people in these workshops, in like everything that we do is trying to help people get to that place of living that integral consciousness.
Yes. And you know, there's something funny about what you just said, because it's true that when you are at service and you're so devoted, which I believe we both really are as PCN people as well, you know.
No,
Pisces, really are,
Pisces.
Are all about serving and sacrifice, which we really work on it, not sacrificing. But I get, you know, like by doing so many workshops about connecting to intuitions, initiating people to the path of this hero journey, like, what is my challenge? What did my soul choose? You know, like, what is my soul mission? What do I need to learn? I found that in the workshop, sometimes I have people coming and they have this thirst, you know, like for connecting to the intuition, receiving the information, which ultimately, and this is all of us, like, that our awakening, we really want, you know, like to come up to that level where we are so fluent in spirit, you know, fluent in language, fluent in receiving information, fluent like
in channeling,
fluent in channeling, and just swimming in the current, swimming in the flow of the universe. But the thing is that for most people, it becomes an obsession, you know, and a comparison, because the initiative path is really a process. And swimming in the current means that sometimes you're going to find some little, you know, like little rocks. And these little rocks, they're there in the currents because they need to teach us what the soul's needs to evolve into this next level just to go through to it. So it's very interesting because sometimes they say, oh, I don't receive messages. I don't understand why I don't receive messages. But most of the time they do.
Yes.
Most of the time they know how to climb over these little rocks, you know, they mm-hmm. do receive the message, but it's a matter of wanting to listen, because sometimes it's what the message is we want to ignore this message because we don't want to listen to this kind of message because this kind of message is most of the time a message that is proposing us to actually get out of a comfort zone.
Yeah.
And it's also making us face our deepest nightmares, deepest, you know, like wounds. And it's not comfortable. It's not easy. So that's also why sometimes they don't receive a message. It's like sometimes you need a supportive person, someone that can help you make sense of things, because we are a mirror and everything works as a mirror here. And because sometimes it's not easy to actually accept.
Yeah.
Accept, like fully accept, let go of something, fully accept and give peace to someone and forgive. It's not just forgive to forgive, it's just really, you know, like deeply work through a wound so mm-hmm. that the lower body can alchemically transform into the light body and crystal body, which is what we do ultimately. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so difficult. And that's why we have this interconnectivity between each other. So it doesn't mean one is more gifted or one is the chosen one. We are all the chosen one. Above all, yeah. when the Christic chakra opens, I mean, oh my God, we all believe we are Neo. I just love this phase, you know. I have so many people that are like, oh my God, I don't know. I see Christ. I feel like I'm the chosen one. I'm like, yes, you are, because we all are. mm-hmm. We all are. This is the Christic chakra. I just love what it opens.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, like the news is like, oh, you've opened it. Now let's go to the other side of the shadow and let's see what is in the shadow. Because in the shadow, in the wound, there is a gem, there is the diamond, there is the lesson. And that's why we don't all have the same connection, intuitive connection. That's why we all, you know, like need each other, not in a needy way, but in the growth way of looking at things, because all of this is a process and the evolution of one is the evolution of the human organism, because I believe we are like a biological, energetic, biological organism. And we say that microcosm yeah. connected to macrocosm, which is always this mirror and interconnectivity between all of us energetically. So it's not about this believing of, you know, like, why do I have this and why the other one don't have it, which sometimes is the reason why we are not fully embracing our intuitive self. It's because we're just comparing each other. And this is, you know, like what I find in most of the circles we do and workshop and private sessions, it's always trying to find a way of diplomacy, having this diplomacy to actually talk to our different self, different aspects, and negotiate with them, but also having diplomacy between each other and being present, conscious that sometimes you're going to have one word that's going to change everything, and sometimes I'm going to have one word for you that's going to change everything. And you're right. Even if we lead this circle, I mean, I've learned so much of myself.
100%. Like,
during yeah. this workshop and private session. And I'm so grateful, you know, like for being able to do that and experience that every day in my life. Thank you so much.
mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is that sometimes I feel that when somebody's learning how to use their intuition and they're learning how to trust it, if they are trying to compare themselves to somebody else without understanding the full practice of it, they're doing themselves almost a disservice because they're selling themselves short. So one of the things that I did recently in my soul discovery workshop, which is basically allowing people the tools to tap into their intuition to see what they're capable of. And so I have people work in pairs and they actually read for each other. And it's surprising to them what kind of comes up because they realize how easy and how flowing it is to get the information for somebody else versus trying to get the information for yourself, which can be a little bit more difficult because you have to sift through all of the monkey mind energy and all of the, you know, shadow and all of the other things you have to sort of filter through in order to get to the that flow, that stream of consciousness. I ended up having an odd number of people in the group this last Soul Discovery Workshop. And so I ended up working with some of the people directly practicing their intuition. So they were reading for me. And there were some people that were in the workshop that were able to give me some really beautiful messages that I didn't know. So it's like, just because you're teaching, Angie, or I'm teaching, doesn't mean that the people who we are teaching don't know as much as we do. They do. We are just allowing them the grace, the space, and the opportunity to discover what that looks like for them.
Yeah, that's beautifully said. I love the way you talk about allowing for the space, you know. I believe this is what the workshop are all about, is creating a sacred space. Even, you know, like I remember the ancient when I used to be with my sister and doing the circles in my past life. That's funny, I just said that.
Mm.
Like creating this in the ancient civilization, they used to create in the red tent, you know, the moon lodge, above all women, but even in shamanism, creating this space. And that's why we are in circle, you know, like, because circle is like the current can actually run flawless. So we are gathering in this flawless circle current of generosity, of unconditional acceptance, love. And that's why the intentions, it's placed to actually allow the space, the presence to give what is too heavy for you, to share what is can actually be held back in the unconscious mind, and have people that are just here that will not make fun of you, that will not judge you.
Mm-hmm.
People that you can be as weird as you want, you know? Oh my God, please come and be as weird as you want, because I mean, weirdness and being divergent is the God essence, you know, because it is accepting every inch of what we are as human being. And we are so many beautiful things. And there is another thing that happens is when you allow this space is sometimes I have people that are so programmed in the material world, like they have this tunnel of reality that life is about anything physical. So the mental brain is very, like you said, the monkey brain,
mm-hmm.
is very super active. And when we do these hypnosis group sessions so that I can help them reconnect to their soul, higher self and consciousness, sometimes they're like, oh, my mind doesn't allow me. My mind doesn't allow me. And there's always the same thing. I'm like, okay, can you close your eyes and just imagine? Imagine a red apple. And they said, yeah, that's so super easy. But, and I said, no, please. No, but just consider that imagination is the most powerful gate to intuition, to connection to spirit world, to connection to dimension, to the subtle realm. Imagination has been undermined like so many other innate abilities that we have, because it's through imagination that we can actually go and revisit some memories. It's through mm-hmm. imagination that we can actually create, you know, images, connections, and we do a retracting viewing like this. Imagination is really the gateway to this beautiful adventure. Even in astral projections, everything will go through these imaginations.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's always, I think it's always a synchronization between the two hemispheres, isn't it? Because in this realm, it's always an harmonized balance between left and right, between the duality, so that we come to a non-duality and we allow the currents to actually flow. Even if it's silence, you know, like allowing silence is such a luxury now.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing silence, allowing to actually randomly say the first thing that comes into your mind without judging, you know?
Yeah.
And people will say, oh my God, I can't say that to you. And I'm like, why? I just saw I don't know, they will say a white rabbit holding this huge, I don't know, strawberry, and it was jumping through over rainbows. I'm like, yeah, great.
Yeah, totally.
Go on with it. Why? Because we work with the subconscious, works with symbolism. So mm-hmm. that's another thing as well, because people always, you know, like want to see, you know, like things, and they're obsessed by seeing, but maybe they can, their ability is about sensing, their ability is about listening to sounds. But the subconscious will always talk to you in symbolism. So
yeah.
That's why as well, this is so interesting to actually have this time, this place, and understand the uniqueness of each person, because each person has an intuitive path, an intuitive way to connect. And it needs to be calibrated according to the soul experience and to the energy, to the vibrations. And also, you can connect to a frequency or vibration and interpret it in so many different ways, which makes it so rich as well.
Yeah.
So this is another thing. It's not because you've connected, for example, to, let's say, higher consciousness being, and you download some information, that the other person is going to say, oh, I didn't hear that, I hear that. And I'm going to say, yes, yes, because you probably got, I mean, we are so many things, paradoxically, at the same time, we encompass so many different emotions, so many different thoughts. So yes, for one person, you can actually connect to a thought that is actually going to a direction, and at the same time going into the other direction, which makes it so incredibly rich and fabulous, you know, this intuitive path and intuitive download. So
yeah, and that's why holding the space, as we're talking about, is super important, because oftentimes in our 3D selves, we get stuck on one thing. I'll use your example. So, okay, I'm stuck on the rabbit with the strawberry and the rainbow. Okay, that's what I'm focusing on. Okay, so what is the bunny representing? Okay, it's a fuzzy bunny. Okay, it's a white bunny. Okay, what is it? What does it mean? And, you know, and we're just focusing on the rabbit and the rainbow and the strawberry, and we're not getting the message. But maybe there is another message that comes through 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
That is a cat, a train, and a handbag. And you're like, okay, now what does this have to do with anything, you know? And then after maybe, you know, another hour and a half, or maybe another day or another week, you get that final piece and all of those things come together and you're like, oh, I get it now. Now I understand what this all means. That's the openness that we all need, because we get so focused on certain things. We're not seeing the big picture. So oftentimes my guides give me the image of a child staring at a toy, and they're looking at this toy really intently, and they're studying it and they're trying to play with it. But then behind them, there's an entire circus going on behind them, you know? So they could be off at that circus having a totally great time playing with all kinds of toys, but they're so focused on this one toy that they can't see the circus behind them. So it's like, when this is happening, this is the work that we do when we're in these circles, because basically we're unraveling those limiting beliefs, those shadows, whatever it is that we need to look at in order for us to be able to take a step back, see the bigger picture, and allow what is going to come in to come in. And there are times when I will ask my guides, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're showing me. I don't understand it. And sometimes they say, it's okay. You don't need to understand. You just need to allow it to happen. You need to allow whatever information is going to come to you to come to you. And through the practice of what we do, to not deny what we get as far as our intuition is the biggest service you can do for yourself. Because I would say 70% of the issue with people connecting into their intuition and not being able to connect into their intuition is simply the fact that they don't believe that they are, you know,
yes.
It's like they feel like they're not, but it's like, guess what? You really are. You're just not believing that that's what it is. And then when you get caught up in the 3D and you get caught up in the stuckness of the, you know, the rabbit and the strawberry and the rainbow, mm-hmm. and you're not looking at anything else. Yeah. Then that can create some problems, and it can create some stuckness as well. So this is what we are here for. This is why we do what we do, is because we need to help others to see that space that they need to create for themselves. And then also to show them, hey, this is something that you're already doing. You're doing it in the way that is the most beautiful for you. So Angie, you do light language, you do all these shamanistic practices, you do all of these things. I actually don't do light language, and I've never done a shamanistic practice that I'm aware of. I mean, maybe I have, I just didn't know that that's what it was. But then I channel and I do other things, and you channel, but you channel in a different way. And it's like everybody has their own unique way, but it's all beautiful, and it all can come together in a beautiful cornucopia, if you will, of gifts and magic. And that's what makes it so just full and rich, as you were saying.
Yes. That's so beautifully said. Really, like when you go on like this, it's so inspiring for me. Mm-hmm. This thing about a pattern, you know, also when we are in circle, it's very funny, because now it's like, for me, it's always so much grace, you know, like to see it happen. Somebody is going to say, okay, so this is what I received during the activation, the hypnosis, you know, but I don't understand. And yeah, I'm used to, you know, like make sense of patterns. So I will try to help the person, but I will also encourage us to actually think for ourselves. And when you allow as well the person and you say, you know it. And then the person tried, it's always beautiful because they have the answers.
And always.
Always. And the other thing is that most of the time, all the person that are here in a circle hold a piece of the puzzle of the other one. So sometimes, you know, like I would ask anyone has an idea, and they would come forth and say, oh, this remind me of something that I did on my own. And they're going to share their own story, and bam, we're going to have this magic happening. So it's going to be breakthrough, enlightenment. And the other person that they never met sometimes, they have the same, they're sharing the same thing, they're sharing the same wound, they're sharing the same story, and they have the pieces that was missing for the other person. And this is really the magic of the collective. When we are doing workshop and circle, it's always so beautifully done. I mean, so artistic as well. From my point of view, you know, like really, we are creators, we are artists. And when we gather together as a collective mind, the power is so incredible. And in itself, this experience is transformative. I mean, there's nothing really to achieve. I mean, just participating in this kind of retreat, workshop, experience, having a space to just stop for a minute and just connect to another experience and get out of some comfort zone or just try something else will always give you a new flavor of yourself. A new encounter with your soul, because your soul is also integrated, embedded in the other person, in the other that you're looking into the eyes of the other person. It's all also you. And that is the magic. That is why I love this, to practice this integral consciousness. The integral consciousness means that I'm following Peter Russell's work on the integral theory, because I was doing it and I was looking in the internet, but is there, you know, like somebody else that does so many things in their practice that they must be, you know, like somebody that just, you know, like paved the way. And I'm going to try to find it. And I find the work from Peter Russell, of course, is beautifully done, you know. And basically, it's the statement that everything is consciousness. It's like, no questioning it. Everything is consciousness. So everything you do is infused by consciousness. So because I'm some kind of polymath as well myself, I have this craving, healthy craving, to actually learn so many different things from science, from psychology, from literature, from philosophy, from ancient civilization, shamanism, mediumship, neotic, which is the science of channeling, because I thrive on it, and which is my current. So when I receive person in sessions, yes, I do QHHT, I do regressive hypnosis, I do all kind of different hypnosis. So I blend all this knowledge, and it's always, you know, like I would use it but always connected to the energy of the person I am with or the group I am with. So I consider myself as humbly, you know, like a medium, like a tree rooted yeah. in the Gaia and branches open with, I hope my heart completely, I know my heart completely open. And I will just use all these different human sciences to actually create unique protocols, because they are all handmade, I would say, mm-hmm. crafted according to the energy of the person or the group, which makes it, I think, the next level of this alternative therapy that we are using, holistic therapy, because Akashic Record is also part of this integral consciousness.
Yeah.
And I use Carl Jung psychology as well a lot in my session, because this for me was also guided divine being, you know, that actually was there to connect and share so much knowledge. Like, we have so many, you know, a new kind of messiah or prophets now. I believe this approach is like trying to appreciate so many different approaches, perceptions, way of doing things, but always, you know, like having the best intention in mind for the other person, so that anything that you can use is not to actually reinforce some kind of intellectual knowledge, but more the essence of it, the vibration of it, that can actually maybe for this challenge, for this person at this moment, they don't need to hear about Carl Jung. They just need to hear that, you know, like go back to the ancestor and just have a talk to
absolutely
connect with a deceased person, connect to their mom, connect to their dad. Maybe they have something to say. It doesn't really matter. All that matters is that we have so many beautiful way of expression, way of healing, way of understanding ourselves, these languages, you know, it's all blended in this beautiful vibrational essence of the hearts. It sounds sometimes corny to say of the heart, but it's really, I mean, the most powerful and beautiful, you know, like doors to all these interpretations and all the tools we use. Otherwise, they're just tools. And this yeah. is just accumulation of knowledge. And this is what, as well, it's so interesting to create now when we have all these different possibilities now and people getting more and more interested by it, open, or actually curious, maybe just curious, and they come and you can actually look into your magic bag. Yes. What potion I'm going to get, you know, like what magic spell I'm going to use, you know, because words are like magic spell, that I'm going to talk directly to the heart of that person. And when I'm going to talk to the heart of that person, she's going to feel like she is the most amazing, beautiful soul incarnated. And she needs to trust that, not only believe, but she knows she can download information. She knows her worth. She knows she can achieve anything. And really, this is like this devotions of having this current, this beautiful divine energy coming and sharing with each other. And I believe this is what we're trying to do at the 100%. End of the day.
Yeah, 100%. And I love how you said that, you know, we are working with sort of the intelligence of it.
Yes.
But that is something that we can talk about all day long. We can yes. talk about Carl Jung. We can yeah. talk about all these things. But the intelligence of it can always change, because language can always change. The way we talk about something can always change. But what is the truth is in the heart. What is the truth is in the subtle bodies, in the energy mm-hmm. of it. One of the things that I find absolutely incredible about our connection, you and I, Angie, and then also our connection to our clients and everyone else, is that the amount of work that we're doing that we don't even realize yes. we're doing is immense. So the templates that we're handing back and forth, the upgrades that we're handing back and forth, and by saying back and forth, I mean that, like, we're giving things to our clients, but then our clients are also giving things to us based on their own soul signature and what their soul is here to do and how they're here to support and help. We're all sort of symbiotically helping each other in that way. And it's happening on the subtle levels of energy. And so that's not even something that even requires words or description or categories or anything. It just is. What we try to do in our human lives is decipher some of that information and maybe explain some of the information so we can understand it on a human level. But ultimately, is it really necessary for us to understand it on a human level? Probably not. But at the same time, in order for us to evolve, we have to learn. And in order to learn, we have to understand. And this is how our brains work, right? But if we're thinking only with our brains and we're leading with our brains, we're going to try to make sense of these things that are not going to make sense. But if you drop into the heart, then you're going to know the truth. And like you were saying, when you say something to a client, they already know the answer. They already know it. We're not telling them anything new. Because how many times, Angie, have you been talking to a client and you've said something to them and they were like, yeah, that's it. They know it's that recognition because they already had it within them. They just needed somebody to hold up the mirror and show it to them. And so all of these things not only are happening with the talking that happens during sessions and during circles, but it happens on that really subconscious level. It happens on that energetic level. And that's one thing that I find really fascinating about what you do also, Angie, is that you do light language and you're doing these shamanistic practices. And you were telling me just yesterday about how you were in, I think you were in Lille, you said?
I was in Lille.
Yeah. Is that what you said yesterday? You were in Lille?
I was in Lille.
Lille.
Ooh, lion.
My subtleness in my French pronunciation. Sorry. Lille.
Lille.
It's so funny. My French tutor, every time, you know, when I'm working with him for my R's, my French R's, every time I do a soft R, because we as Americans aren't used to the sort of rolling R, you know, I'll say something and he'll be like, arr. He'll be like, arr. Like, yeah. Okay. So yes, you were in Lille and you were telling me about this experience you had with, you know, being able to really work with the drumming that was happening, yes, during the session and all of these things. And there were no words going on, I imagine, from what you told me. It was just the energy of it. Can you just sort of tell us a little bit about that experience that you had?
Yeah. So when I do workshop, I always try to propose different experience, but they are always based on sound, vibrations, energy, frequency, which is like the basis for the template of everything that exists here. And I had the visit of a dear friend that called Christophe. He's a shaman, and he comes with his drum as well, because I do drum, but we were drumming. And when the drums start, you know, like the pulsion, it's like the pulsion of the heart. And so it does bring people instantly into a state of soft trance, which is, I really love, you know, like trance is my expertise, I would say.
Yeah,
I like going into trance and just letting this sounds frequency just flow with the energy of life, source energy. So I was able to actually, you know, like play with the people that were there, and some of them, you know, many of them never met, and some of them, you know, like with very semi-conscious life, and lots of them were telling me about the fact that they were stuck or too much control, and all of a sudden you could see these people just moving and embracing the rhythm. And yes, there was drum, but of course I can't help to channel, so I do incorporation, so I always allow, if there is shamanic consciousness or medicine woman's elementary, which is the way, which is the case when we do drum. So I just allow, you know, like for the ancestor vibes to just light up. And when this happens, the whole place just is filled with so many powerful energy. And at one point, I had, people trembling. Some of them were dancing. Some of them were chanting. You know, like very, the chanting was coming from something so deep within the earth. The sound they were doing were like amazing. And when they came back, they were like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe. I don't know. It wasn't me. And I'm like, yes, it's you. It's like myself, mm-hmm. when I do incorporation, we have a tendency to say that somebody is coming inside, but actually it's the connection are already within, because there's no place to go. There's no time. Mm-hmm. There's no space. Space time is doom, as would say mm-hmm. our friend Donald Kaufman. So everything is within. So we're just remembering. We're remembering this heritage, this from the beginning of time of this humanity. This is where we come from. We come from the shaman. We come from the medicine woman. We come from this inner knowing of the cosmology, of being connecting with earth, being connecting with the stars, with the sun. When the drum comes, which is the most earth-based vibration for me, you know, like it goes directly, bam, in the heart chakra.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it lights up the entire body, and it's just so transformative. And all of a sudden, without even, you know, like thinking about it, people act on it. Like either they stay still and they go deep into this shamanic journey within themselves, or they would just go and into trance. Sometimes I have people in my workshop because I'm really at ease with working with shadow, as you know, on it.
Yes.
I really embrace people's emotion, and if they have to scream because something is stuck and they cannot verbalize it and they don't know what's wrong, they don't know what hurt them, they can't remember anymore. Maybe it's a karmic wound, maybe it's an ancestral wound, it's not even their pain. And when these activations begin, sometimes, you know, I would come next to them and touch something and they will just let it out, whether it is in tears, or whether it is in sometimes it can go in scream, sometimes it can go in laughing. It's just go and you see the liberation. But it's just amazing to see the transformative path that one of this activation uses sound, uses energy, using heart can have on people. And all of a sudden, because I have the experience, all of a sudden, the rest of the life is changed forever. All of a sudden, this transformative past one day can actually make a complete whole difference. And they will say to me, my God, I've been stuck for 20, 30, I don't know how many years in that. And it's gone. It's gone. And they don't know what to do. Sometimes they're just like, oh my God, I feel so light. I feel so light. Mm-hmm. And they're like rediscovering themselves, because something is always dying, giving, in kind of, you know, like willingly giving away, like I give you my pen, I trust you, universe, I give you my part, I don't hold into it, I don't, it's not my identity anymore, okay, I just release it, but I'm scared because I don't know what's going to happen if I release this pen, then who am I, but okay, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to see what's going to happen. And what's going to happen, you get so much love, light, self-worth coming back to you. And this is the process that I have this amazing, so much gratitude, because I have the amazing luck to actually be part of, you know, like the transformative process of each person that come here. It's just beautiful. I'm so passionate about it, sorry.
Yeah, no, don't apologize. No, and that's something that you have.
Oh, thank you so much.
An extraordinary gift in doing, because I've never met anyone in my whole life, I don't think, who has put me at such ease at facing my deepest, darkest fears. And you have done that for me on so many levels. And I just remember, you know, facing some of the fears. We were just talking about this last night.
Yeah.
Me facing some of my darkest fears a couple of years ago, and these were deep, dark, ancestral, family-tied fears and religion-based and all of these things. And just the ability to have you hold the space and say, it's okay. Not only is it okay, but it's okay to move through it and let it out. And it's not something that we are ever really taught as humans to do. We're taught to run away from fear. Yeah. It's that fight or flight, yes. You know, right? Yes. It's like, no, we don't fight the fear. We don't run away from the fear. We move into it.
Yes.
We're not often taught that. And that is one of the most valuable things that you can learn. Mm. And Angie, you have just this incredible way of making people feel safe while doing that.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for that incredible gift that you have.
Thank you.
Doing that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's not mine. It's not mine. As I always, what I say, it's like given through me for the collective. And mm-hmm. you know, like this is always the same thing. Like when I do that, it's really for the collective organism, because most of the time when I would help someone, you know, like really go through this darkness inside of them, it's really the collective, unconscious collective, as Carl Jung used to say it. So, so it's lifting up and embracing this darkness as mine as well. And I've learned, I mean, we all have different paths here. And I believe my path was actually beautifully tailor-made so that I can embrace darkness.
Exactly. Well, that's what your path has shown you.
Yes.
And you have been uniquely sort of almost trained, yes. if you will.
Yeah.
to know how to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have unconditional love for the darkness. Mm. I had so many experiences where I danced with the devil, you know, like we say, we dance with the devil to embrace enlightenment. There's no other way. We need to be in love with the devil, because the devil is God as well. The devil is light as well. There's no light without shadow. So this is the theme of non-duality. And the 3D is all about duality, is all about judging, is all about, you know, like identity, separation, or this is an illusion, because this is the path to evolutions. And at one point, when you ascend, embracing darkness is like, you know, like being very harmonious in a spiritual way. Otherwise, you just carry on, you know, like shadow as a spiritual teacher, you know, which sometimes can happen. I mean,
sure, absolutely.
This is also the path of, you say in America, know that self, the path to actually find yourself. So, yeah, embracing shadow, but it's always remember that it's not our own shadow. It's the collective shadow. And we are here. I believe that more and more people actually can connect to this shared information that we feel through our, you know, like energetic field, that this is a time of change. This is a time of expansions. This is the time where humanity is transforming, like is going to have another cycle of huge transformation from Homo sapiens to Homo luminous, we said. So the old body, old heavy body, is transforming into more luminous, light, crystal body. But in order to do that, we need to transform the shadow into light. But the shadow is encompassed into the light. And this is something that I love to do, because of course, you know, like reconciling each of us with our pulsions, with our aspect that sometimes, you know, like are not courageous enough, that sometimes have been humiliating, rejected, abandoned. This is what we're talking about. I mean, there's no really devil. It's what we call our demon, our devil. It's this side of us that we rejected because society didn't like them, our parents didn't like them, and they carry for us so that we can be, you know, like functional and be safe. They carry for us all the wounds of the trauma, all the programming for that have been, you know, like inherited throughout all humanity. So that's why I just really love and honor this suffering body, because like he's done an amazing job for us.
100%.
So there's, we need to be, you know, like some of us that are just, you know, like here to say, hey, give me your darkness, because we are going to transform it in such a powerful way. Because, and this is the thing as well, there is so much power in the aspect we are rejecting. There is so much power into it. And that's why sometimes we feel that we don't have energy anymore, because we're so fragmented, because we're rejecting some part of us that we don't know people we don't want people to know about them. But if we try to find a diplomatic way to make peace with them, we can actually learn from them and acknowledge that our power, part of our energy is there. So reintegrating the shadow so that we can ascend is a part that is absolutely, you know, like necessary, we say. So yes, that's why I do it in the circle. Like, yeah, I just love it.
Well, and oftentimes, you and I talked about this yesterday as well. Oftentimes we have a particular, I don't know, let's say quality about ourselves that, let's say, somebody in your life has said, well, I don't like it when you do this, or I don't like it, you know, when you're this way. And then you get that sort of, you know, mirrored back at you over and over again. And so finally you take that on and say, oh, okay, well, I can't show this part of myself to people because they don't like it. So when you're able to get to a place where you're like, okay, either I'm going to transcend that and move through it and embrace it and integrate it, or you can deny that piece of yourself for the rest of your life. And, you know, the next time somebody says that they don't like a particular thing about you, really look at that and say, well, okay, is this something that I truly want to change myself? Do I feel like I can improve my life by changing this one thing? Or is it something that you need to say, you know what? It is okay for me to be flawed. It is okay for me to have flaws, and it's okay for me to be in my shadow sometimes. And understanding that not only is it okay for you to be in your shadow, but sometimes it serves other people for you to be in your shadow, because they're learning from your shadow. They're learning from your behavior, from what you're doing in your shadow. So many times we spend, so like I was saying, running away from fear, but we also run away from the shadow and we don't want to show that. But once you realize that it's the very thing that you need to embrace in order to move into the next stage or the next level or the next consciousness, whatever it is, that you start actually looking forward to those moments instead of avoiding them. And you start saying, oh, cool. I'm going to go through another ego death, or I'm going to go through another shadow work session. Okay, cool. So I'm going to do this. It's going to suck. It's going to be horrible. And I'm going to hate it. And I'm going to resist it. And all sorts of things are going to come up, and I'm going to cry, and I'm going to carry on, and things are going to happen. But I know that when it's over and when you've moved through it, that there is bunnies and strawberries and rainbows on the other side.
See, we made sense of it.
We did. Okay, so what is the cat, the train, and the handbag? What is that?
Maybe the person's listening can send a message if they have if they have a hint, you know, like maybe there's a message there.
Exactly. Wonderful. So this is all to say, we're having this entire conversation for, well, I mean, just because, you know, Angie, I love talking to you always. So we just, you know, sit there and do this all the time. This is like a Tuesday for us. Actually, is it Tuesday? I don't even know. Is it Tuesday?
Yes,
it is Tuesday. It is Tuesday as we're recording this. This is also specifically because Angie and I are joining forces.
Yes.
This is something that's been long time coming.
Yes.
Okay. So Angie and I talked about this first, a year and a half ago, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe around there. And so we were originally going to do these circles together. And we went through the process. We went through some logistical processes, let's put it that way. And, you know, we were doing the promotion and we're doing all these things, and it was just not coming together. And we're sitting here going, okay, what's going on? And then ultimately, I think, and Angie, you can tell me your experience as well, but I feel like from my perspective, my guides were saying that I wasn't particularly ready for that just yet. And then Angie, I think you needed to do the circles on your own with the French audience first.
Yes.
Since that is also your native language, obviously, you know, you've lived here your whole life. So for me, I needed to go on some explorations. You needed to go on some explorations, but it was like, it was always in the background that we knew we would be doing this together, but it was just sort of like, it had to be the meshing and the timing and everything else. So, and not to mention the fact that my one limitation in all of this is I cannot do these in French yet. So as per the just very simple word of not being able to pronounce Lille. You know, I would hate to be in a channel and be speaking French and saying words that literally sound like nothing, and people are like, "What are you talking about?"
They would always resonate with the house.
Yeah, don't worry.
It's like language. Don't worry about that.
I'm trying to work on the ability to channel French. Like, that would be the ultimate for me. I would love to be able to do that. just tap into the universal consciousness. And even if I can't speak French fluently in my day-to-day life, that if I could just like tap into that channel and all of a sudden just start spewing French,
yeah, you can.
That would be incredible. But yes, yeah, so, and until that day, we will be doing these circles in English to be able to sort of capture not only my own talents without having to speak French, but then also to capture the English speaking audiences in France, greater Europe, and anywhere else anybody wants to travel in from. So the name of the workshop is The Extraordinary Journey to Your Intuition. The first one is going to take place here in Paris, of course, and it's going to be a 3-day in-person immersive experience. The dates for Paris are January 26th, 27th, and 28th, 2024. And then we are heading to London for February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Our third city in the little tour is Amsterdam, May 31st, June 1st, and 2nd. So each one of these is a 3-day experience. Will you have to take off of work? Maybe, because it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But you know what? It's going to be worth it. Essentially, you are going to get 3 days of Angie and I. So if you really enjoyed listening to us today on this podcast, you're in for an absolute treat because we have an amazing schedule for you over those 3 days. Essentially, you will be able to experience meeting your spirit team, your angels, your guides, your higher self. You'll get to learn clearing and protection practices, chakra scanning. You will be able to go through some shadow work and understand your blockages and unlock your intuition with Angie. You will be able to activate some of the subtle senses and sort of start to discover what your innate psychic abilities are. You will be able to receive light language and healing energies, light code activation from Angie. You will be able to go through the Akashic Records with me, and I will guide you in that. You will go through a group Kundalini activation. You will go through self-hypnosis to help you deal with anxiety or any sort of issues you are having in your day-to-day life. You're going to be able to have small group practices of your intuition, like we were talking about today, where you're going to work in either small groups or in pairs to really practice your intuition. We're going to show you how to channel, how to do automatic writing and energy healing. This is going to be an incredibly transformative weekend for you. So how can you sign up? Well, you can go to my website and you can purchase your ticket there. We have 2 options. You can pay it all in full all at once, or you can pay it in a payment plan over 3 months. It's your choice how you want to do it. If you are in Europe, you can certainly contact either myself or Angie, and you can pay via bank transfer. That is also an option. So either you do it through my website, or you can contact us directly through either our email address or through my website. It's up to you. And we will give you the information for the bank transfer. So some of the things that you will gain throughout the course of this weekend are being able to connect to a community of sort of like energy souls. Because as Angie was saying earlier, that these circles attract the exact energies that need to come together. And this is what's so beautiful, is that everybody is going to be sort of supportive of one another, and it will create a bond that you will be able to sort of work with and connect to even past the workshop. So you'll get questions answered. You'll have your guidance and the support that you need. You're going to get a whole bunch of tools that you'll be able to use on your development journey. You're going to be able to start understanding some of the key spiritual concepts that maybe have eluded you up until this point. activations, enhancing your creativity, and then just overall being able to start living in that coherence, in that conscious state. And then, of course, at the end, we're going to give you information, booklets, things like that, so you can have some information to take home with you. Feel free to contact us if you are interested in joining us. We have also talked about doing some dates in Canada and the US. So as per usual, if you would like to have this workshop in your city and you have a whole bunch of friends that you just decided that you all need to come together and have this experience together, please don't hesitate to contact us and let us know. We will be putting together the dates and the locations for the summer tour probably within the next couple of months. So make sure you book now because places are very limited because we work in a very small group. We only have 14 spots available. So make sure you book that as soon as possible to ensure that you are able to join us for this completely transformative weekend.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to be able to co-create this space, as you said, this sacred space or this moment in time where we can welcome this beautiful soul person that wants to go, that will be guided to come to our circle and allow this space as well within themselves for vulnerability. Because this is a beautiful strength, and when vulnerability comes, magic happens. So yeah, this is the gateway to letting go, to just, you know, like stop a minute and just connect to so many different parts of yourself, understand yourself, and just experiment this flow, this current. Yeah, it's always a transformative path, but always, you know, finding also some resonance, some answers, or just being there with other human beings and feeling accepted, feeling loved, feeling heard, being present, and discovering this path of intuition as well. So this is always, you know, like I'm talking from my heart because it's very open. It's always a pleasure to host this space and be able to be present and be part of the transformative journey of every individual that actually have the courage to go through the process and look at their wounds with so much vulnerability and confidence and trust as well. Yes. So that's why I'm grateful for the trust.
Yeah. And, you know, the vulnerability piece is very, very important. And I would say it's actually the only thing that is required, because so many times I think people will look at something like this that we're creating and, you know, we're going to put it out on social media. We're going to give you the dates and the information and all of that. But sometimes people will look at it and say, oh, well, you know, I don't think I'm advanced enough for that. Or I don't think I'm intuitive enough for that. Or I don't think I'm in a high enough vibration to do that. All of those things don't matter.
Yeah.
They don't matter at all. It doesn't matter what quote unquote level you think you're at, because oftentimes you're at a much higher level than you think you are. And oftentimes you will learn from other people who are in different spaces. So it doesn't matter where you are. All you need to do is bring your openness and your vulnerability, and you will get something out of it.
Yes. You know, Annette, that's beautifully said, because in this circle I had in Lille, where we did so many very shamanic and trance activation, there was someone that never participated in any kind of spiritual circle or energetic circle or name it circle workshop. And this person had the most amazing time and went through revelation, because this is also whatever happens there, it's human connection, it's human sharing, it's being with a tribe, you know, like being with other person and just feel, you know, like that you are able to feel and share and transform as well. So it doesn't really matter if you consider yourself being spiritual, not being spiritual, being having intuition, not having intuition. The thing is, yeah, to come with an open heart, being curious, and just having an experience here with us and explore who you truly are. And as Ramdas, Baba Ramdas, I just love him. You know, Baba Ramdas, Alan Watts, yeah. Like my mentor. So mm-hmm. he used to say the Graal is to play, to be, to remember, to be playful and joyful and just explore, experience, because here it's all about remembering, it's all about love, and it's all about serving ultimately. So after all, it's about being human and enjoying being human, have fun and play. So maybe exactly. we can say, come play with us.
Come play with us. Beautifully said. I love that. And that is such a great way to end the conversation today. Come play with us and we're going to have a great time together. If you would like to learn more about these circles workshops that Angie and I are going to be doing together, please feel free to head to my website at infinitesoullove.com and you can sign up for the newsletter there. You can make sure to get all of the updated information through the newsletter. If you want to contact Angie to attend one of her circles in French, as well as get an integrative session with QHHT and all the beautiful modalities that she uses, you can go to Angie.
Facebook. Yeah, you can go to my Facebook page. My name is Angie, A-N-G-I-E, D-Canales, D-E-C-A-N-A-L-E-S. And you can also contact me directly. We will put my WhatsApp number, my professional WhatsApp number, in the comment below.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Annette, for having me. Thank you to everyone that listening, and so much love to everyone. And I'm so grateful, Annette. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sending you tons and tons of love as well.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Have an amazing day and never stop exploring your soul, because it is the most important relationship you will ever have. If you are interested in learning more about me and the sessions that I do, feel free to go to my website at infinitesoullove.com. On all social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, at infinitesoullove1111. Hey, and if you feel called, I would love it if you could rate The Heart of You on whatever streaming service you're using, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Please take a moment, give it a review. It really does help the channel. Thanks so much.